Northsiders have a saying. There's only two sides to Pittsburgh. There's the north side and there's the outside. I moved here for college in 1976, and I graduated from college in 79, and I graduated from law school in 82. I moved to the north side in 84, so I'm old. The north side was laid out by a man. He did a map and drew all the streets and everything back in 1787. That's not long after the United States became a country, got its independence. So this was nothing but woods, and there was an Indian trail along what is Ohio Street and Western Avenue. So it's a very old part of the city. It started to settle in the early 1800s, and we're lucky. We have a great amount of old neighborhoods and Victorian buildings and wonderful places that people have brought alive. I think the big thing about north side in Pittsburgh today is that it's a lot cleaner. The environment's better. You don't have the smoke from the steel mills. And don't forget, back then they had horses instead of cars. And there was horse manure in the streets, okay? You know, it was tough. So that's a big change that's happened in cities over the last 100 and some years. But I think north side's in a really good place right now. When I came to the north side about 35 years ago, on my street, there were a lot of vacant houses, and now most of those houses have been restored, renovated, and people are living in them now, and that's a really good thing. If you go back 100 years, it was a whole different place, but the beautiful thing is people still had to do all of the things that they still do. They had to go to school and learn. They had to shop. They had to take care of their home. They had to get to work. They might have done it a little differently, but they were still people. A lot of these bridges, like the bridge that connected Manchester to the Point, was a wooden covered bridge. And then a flood washed it away in the early 1900s, and then they built a steel bridge. And now the base of that bridge is where the Mr. Rogers statue is. So now it's not a bridge at all anymore, but it was reused for something else. Football's always been a big part of Northside. And you know the Rooneys who own the Steelers? Art Rooney, who's long gone, the original owner of the Steelers. Art played as a young man on what was Sandlot football and youth football. So, you know, kids playing today are following a tradition on the north side that's gone back to the beginnings of football. In fact, north side is where the very first professional football game was played. The first guy who got paid to play in a game played at a field that's no longer there, that's on North Avenue and Allegheny Avenue at the corner of Manchester, right where Manchester begins. That's where the first professional football game was played. And that's also where the University of Pittsburgh, then they were called the Western University of Pennsylvania, they had their home football field there. So Northside's got a long, long history from youth football all the way to the birthplace of professional football. In the 1840s, the United States fought a war with Mexico, and we won. And at that time, that part of the north side was being laid out, and they were starting to build houses there. And everybody was feeling very patriotic about all the places and battles in the war with Mexico. So they named all the streets after heroes like General Sherman and places like Resaca, which was one of the battles. They named all those places after the places in the Mexican War. The buildings we're in now at Allegheny Center, some of these were here a long, long time ago. Like this building used to be the Buell Science Center when I was a kid. But Allegheny Center Mall replaced over 500 buildings were demolished to create Allegheny Center Mall. So if you think about it, there was a whole kind of downtown to Northside that was demolished to create that mall in the 1960s. I always worry that the change can affect some people to the negative, and you always worry about that. How do we make sure that everybody gets to benefit and that we don't hurt people in the process of change? Leaders, if they're good leaders, think about those things. There's a lot that's changing about Pittsburgh that's really, really good, and it's increasing opportunities for a lot of people. But if we're not careful, we could hurt people in the process too, and that's not right.